Blog Talk Radio.
Y-E-A.
Yeah. It's your boy Jake the Lyric.
Rocking with Miss Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yerp.
Yo, 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 what up? It's the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? And I just want to give a big shout out to my girl, you know what I'm talking about, Nikki Rich, right here on iJive.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
Now.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Nikki Rich, coming to you live, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, all the way to L.A., based out of L.A., rocking it over there on the West Coast. Shout out to my West Coast people out there, as well as across the globe to everybody listening in. Welcome. Welcome to the hottest radio station. We getting it in tonight. It's Feature Fridays. We got a special treat for you guys. We got a special treat. And when I say Feature Fridays, we only feature the hottest guests on the Nikki Rich Show. We got platinum producer Jazzy Faye, and we got the one and only Young Mexico in the building. You know, we're getting it in. I do want to let everybody know we're moments away. We're talking with them. You can call in at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749. And you can press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And for those who don't know, we are the hottest, and we have the hottest guests, and we are your source to the hottest interviews as well. We interview so many people, from athletes to reality TV stars, as well as none other than our local and our independent artists as well. So any artist out there, you're trying to get your music heard and you want to get spent on the Nikki Rich Show, hit us up, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com, as well as send your music. Make sure it's radio ready, and as well as send your photos or your EPK and press kit. We do ask that you do that as well. You can also log on to thenikkirichshow.com, the official website. You can get all your information, past guests, and more. And this week has been crazy. We've been rocking it out all week long. We had Kurt to come in the building. It was crazy. We had Los Angeles defense attorney, criminal defense attorney from the OJ trial come in. It's just been bananas. We had Global 14, G14 Radio, Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 Radio, and we had them to come in and show so much love. Shout out to Onyx. We interview her. It's just been crazy all week long. And shout out to Lane Harper. So everybody, we keeping it live. And in words of Turk, we thugging it out here on the Nikki Rich Show. We're just going to have fun tonight. And again, we're moments away from our special guest. Again, call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749, and press that 1. I do want to let you guys know a little bit about our guest tonight. We're excited to invite Young Mexico. I mean, we've been jamming to his music all week long. So everybody else that's out there listening, we got some talent in the building. And I do want to let you guys know that it's so much, so many artists out here that is just working and they grinding. You got to network. You got to build. You got to just get out there and just continue pushing. Keep pushing. It's important because, you know, sometimes we can get there and we be right there, and sometimes you see the artists that just quit. Right when they right there at the tip and you see them quit, but, you know, just keep pushing. And y'all might know Young Mexico from his first BET appearance, and right now he's also has a new hot single out right now from Back to Doing Me. We're excited, and we're going to talk about those upcoming projects, so y'all keep it locked. And right now, with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Young Mexico. What's going on?
What it do?
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. You know, I'm living and I'm working. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. I'm telling you, got a movement going. You out there working. We've been following your movement for a while.
For sure. You know, You know, I feel like Drake a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We started at the bottom, now we're here, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now, when he came out with that song, everybody, I mean, you could really feel that because it's real. It's true. It's true.
Yeah, and, you know, if you ever been down at the bottom, you know what I'm saying, and you feel like you're progressing, and, you know, I know we still got far to go, but if you ever been down at the bottom, and I know I done been down at the bottom of the barrel, man, and to finally get this opportunity to get this deal, you know what I'm saying, like, it feel good, you know, and I feel like I'm here, but I'm not. I still got far to go, but I feel good in my position right now.
You ain't got too far. I'm telling you, you here.
Yeah.
You here already. Now, Young Mexico, tell us how you came up with the name Young Mexico. I know everybody's like, how you come up with Young Mexico?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, you know what I'm saying? It actually came from It came from crossing the border before I was 18, you know what I'm saying? I had an older guy who I was fooling with, you know what I'm saying? He was being behind me with the music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm from the streets, I'm from the hood, so, you know, I had to get my money some kind of way. So, you know, he was actually a plug for me at the time, and, you know, we went over to Mexico, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was trafficking at the time, you know what I'm saying, doing some illegal things, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to finally be getting paid off music and have that behind me, you know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
I was doing those things, and I was hustling. I was getting my money, you know what I'm saying? I was going back and forth from Mexico. And now over there in Mexico, I got a real fan base over there, man, you know what I'm saying? They respected that I pushed with the music, and, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really been doing none of that, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to worry about being in the streets or selling drugs or all that no more. But that's where it came from, man, going across that border, man, before I was 18, and having those amigos stand behind me, you know what I'm saying? Like, they like family. They like brothers from another mother. I love them to death. They love me to death. So, you know, that's how I came up with the name, you know what I'm saying? Like, people knew that it was real. It wasn't nothing. I just woke up and said, oh, I'm going to call myself Young Mexico. No, I was going over there to Mexico. I actually got stuck over there for like 2 weeks in a tornado and all that. It was a hurricane, you know what I'm saying? So I really got history in Mexico. That's how I got the name, you know what I'm saying? I can still go to Mexico right now if I want to, you feel me?
That's real. Now, how did you get involved into music? Was there anybody out there that inspired you, or did your family, anybody in your family, you know, was into music?
I do got some history in my family that was into music,
okay.
But I don't feel like that's where it came from, you know what I'm saying? Because I really never knew my father, or I never knew my grandfather. I never spent time with them like that. My father left when I was young, but my grandfather, you know what I'm saying, his name Larry Birdsong, you know, I looked him up on YouTube, and it's crazy because he got plenty of views on YouTube, and he actually was a 60 or 50, he was a 50s R&B singer, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I don't feel like my music came from there, you know what I'm saying? I always been musically inclined, you know what I'm saying? Like Michael Jackson, like, what my motivation came from, my inspiration came from was Michael Jackson and Tupac, you know what I'm saying? And if you check out any of my interviews, you know what I'm saying, you always get the same answer when I get these questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw Michael Jackson performing, and he was going hard, and I loved the way he performed. He made me want to be a performer, you know what I'm saying? He made me the performer that I am, you know what I'm saying? I seen people falling out for him, and he really embraced his music and embraced the crowd, you know what I'm saying? So when I perform, I go touch the crowd, you know what I'm saying? I really be out there, you know what I'm saying? I don't just stand up with a microphone, you know what I'm saying? And I was also listening to Tupac. Tupac made me want to speak, you know what I'm saying? Tupac made me know that I can voice my opinion, you know what I'm saying, and talk about my life and talk about things that's going on in the streets that people seem to look over, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, those two really was my biggest inspiration, you know what I'm saying?
That's real. And,
yeah,
and
real talk.
Two amazing inspirations, that is. Two amazing
For sure.
inspirations. And, you know, I got a chance to check you out about your journey with BET and the auditions, and I'm really familiar with that because I was one of the preliminary judges for that, so I understand the process and everything, and you made it through. You was very successful, you know, won. And do you feel that time was your biggest break, I would say, for everybody to know, oh, this is Young Mexico?
Most definitely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know the ratio or how many people really watched the show, but I think it was like a view of 6 million people or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I really, really do feel like it was the biggest break. It will be the biggest break for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like if BET was to just come to any city and pick up a local rapper and put them on the stage and let them show their talent in front of the world like that, they would be the biggest in their career. You know what I'm saying? So my biggest break, man, that night, everybody went crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? My Twitter, I was actually the trending topic of Twitter that night. You know what I'm saying? And, like, my Facebook jumped to an all-time high. I couldn't get no more friends. It just went crazy. Like, yeah, it was definitely the most biggest break. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pat Charles, to the whole BET faculty, Hip Hop Promotions, you know what I'm saying? Just give them a shout out, JB. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really. Yeah, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was lovely. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they showed me love, man. And I went on there and I just did my thing. You know what I'm saying? I lost the second one by 1%. You know what I'm saying? Won the first one. It was a tie. You know what I'm saying? So I don't regret none of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I love it. And yes, it was the biggest break in my career. It just, from there, I knew that sky was the limit. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple blue moments. You know what I'm saying? Where I felt like, oh, I've been on TV, but. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere I went from there, they was calling me Mr. 106 and Paul. You know what I'm saying? I was signing autographs. I knew that it was a peak for me. You know what I'm saying? It was big.
Yeah.
It was big.
Now, I know, too, they give opportunity, you know, to give the feedback and everything with the artists. And you took that feedback in as well, and you used it, you know. And you some artists, when you give them feedback, because I went to a couple of them auditions and they got mad and, you know, they was just angry, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't like to hear constructive criticism and some don't take it well, you know, and you were different. You took it in and you used it and I like that you know, listen to people's thoughts and applied it as well.
Yes, ma'am. You know, they told me, you know, but before I went on BT, when I did the audition, man, you know, I was straight from the hood. I didn't know. It's not that I didn't know, but I wasn't making music for radio. I did make music for radio, but it had to be edited. Like, I didn't. The way I was dressing and the things that I was doing, it was just strictly raw, just hood. I was rapping about the trap. I was rapping about the gutter. I always did real music, you know what I'm saying? I always did real music about people dying and rapping about God and things that people look over, but it was just the way that I was carrying myself before they came. I never thought about being on. I ain't gonna say I never thought about being on 106. I always shot for it and I always aimed for it, but I didn't think it would come that quick, or I didn't think that I had to be this way to be on TV, or I had to rap a certain kind of way or clean up. I had a lot to clean up, you know what I'm saying? And they let me know what I need to clean up, and they wanted me basically to look like a star and not a hustler. You see what I'm saying? They wanted me to speak like a star.
Complete package.
Yeah, so that's what I had to get together, man. And I did it in less than 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I had a brand new song, brand new swag, clipped myself up, and, you know, I blew them away. And, you know, God gave me the opportunity to go shine, and that's what I did. You feel me?
And it was your time. It's your time. Like it is right now. You know, you out here working, and you're networking, and you're meeting people. People are coming in your path and guiding you along the way. You know, and speaking of that, Jazzy Faye, you know, you were able to come in contact with him. He saw you, you know, your talent, and that was amazing right there. You know, how did y'all come together?
It actually happened. My manager name is JB, and he was a guy working for Sony at the time, Sony BMG.
Okay.
And after I got off of BET, it was a lot of labels there. Pat Charles had brought a lot of labels. It was a seminar, and it was a lot of labels there telling everybody who was there about how the game really goes and how the music business really works. So we was pitching all my CDs to these labels, and Sony was like, well, I see something in you, and he gave me a chance, and I believed in him, he believed in me, and we just took off from there. And he was the guy, you know what I'm saying, James Brown, you know what I'm saying, shout out to James Brown. He was actually the guy that got Jazzy Faye to come to the video shoot. You know what I'm saying? We was doing a video shoot. Jazzy Faye was just supposed to be a cameo in the video. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he was also supposed to be in there for my acknowledgement, from what I know. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be in the video too. So we was trying to get Jazzy Faye and T.I. for the video shoot. Okay. So Jazzy Faye showed up and T.I. had other work to do, so T.I. didn't come, you know what I'm saying? So Jazzy Faye came, man. He showed love, you know what I'm saying? It was chemistry off top, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no big eyes, no little use, you know what I'm saying? He was just a regular, genuine guy, man. And he's great all the way around the board. I love him to death, man. Shout out Jazzy Faye, too, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it happened, man. It was a cameo, and he actually had studio time to go do, but I think that the vibe was so strong that he kind of put it to the side for a second, and he stayed over. And he got to play me some tracks, you know what I'm saying? And he already told me he liked the song was crazy, you know what I'm saying, the back of doing me, you know what I'm saying? And he got to playing tracks, and we just got to going back and forth, you know what I'm saying, just chemistry, just doing music, like just freestyling, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? He was doing hooks and freestyling, I'm freestyling, and I got a call the next day from my A&R, from James Brown, and which is my manager, man. I got a call from him, and he was telling me, like, my Jazzy Faye want to sign you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it wasn't as strong as the last call that I just got, you know what I'm saying, that made it official, like, what I got to do to sign your Mexico, you see what I'm saying? But it was in the air, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was in
now
the air at the time.
That's the biggest break right there to me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's really
the biggest break.
That's way bigger than 106 and Park to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, at the time, 106 was the biggest break. When before this, it was the biggest break. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was the biggest break that led up to the biggest break. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
The biggest break
exactly.
actually is being signed to Show Enough Records and walking out with Jazzy Faye. Because out of all the situations I could have been in, and I always say this too, out of all the situations I could have been in, signed to Young Money or Grand Hustle or any of these labels out here, I would have never thought that I would be signed to Jazzy Faye, Show Enough Digital, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I wouldn't choose nothing over it either, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like everything is perfect, you know what I'm saying? Which nothing is perfect, but it feel right, it's the right time. You know how you can be on a label or you can be signed to somebody and you just feel so much pressure, like it's pressure on you.
Yeah.
I don't feel no pressure. It's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
it's
good.
A line.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a
yeah,
line. It's where you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
It's where you're supposed
that's what I'm
to
saying.
Be.
Yeah, it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying?
It is. And that's what I see is amazing. It's truly a blessing. You know, like I said, people come in your life for a reason. And, you know, it's like an angel, you know.
Man.
And just listening to you tell your story right now on air, it's just like a timeline, you know, and it's how it's supposed to have went, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's so crazy. Like, when you look back and you're like, wow, that's amazing right there. And it's so much to come, so much more.
Man, yes, so, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
It is.
I know that.
I know, speaking of Back to Doing Me, we got the single here tonight, and we want to display it now. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the Back to Doing Me, you know, somebody asked me in one of my interviews, like, what inspired me to make the song, you know what I'm saying? Like, the song was actually made, and I don't speak of this in the song because it wasn't made for the purpose, but it was made because of the purpose, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so when I made the song, I was going through some things. I was being faithful to a woman, you know what I'm saying? And she wasn't being faithful to me. And, you know, I feel like it was holding me down. Like, it was my baby mother. So, you know, I've been there with my baby since birth. So I didn't want to leave my daughter, you know what I'm saying, and not be in the household with my daughter, you know what I'm saying, due to I don't want her to think. I don't want none of my kids to feel like they don't have a father. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I don't want to do to my kids what my daddy did to me. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, I broke up with her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I broke up with her, and I said, well, you know, I can still take care of my kids and still do whatever I'm doing without being in this household, you know what I'm saying? Because this household is only holding me down, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it was time to do my shows, it was always a problem. Certain songs I make is a problem. Like, it's always a problem between me being this young Mexico guy and being David. You see what I'm saying? So I couldn't live that life because you ain't 100% behind me on my music. You selfish. Like, I got to be able to do this music or be able to take off. I got to do what's in my heart. You understand what I'm saying? So when I broke out from that household or I broke out from that situation, that's when I said, okay, I'm back to doing me. I'm back to doing what I was doing before I met you. I'm back to doing what I was doing that I know that I need to do. You see what I'm saying? I'm back to being this swaggerific guy. I'm back to being in the studio. I'm back to being in the shows. I'm back to wilding out. I'm back to thugging. I'm back to doing all this. But in a sense, it was really made for anybody who's in a situation to where they're living for another person's expectation. You know what I'm saying? So if you're living for somebody else, then you ain't living for yourself. If you live in the plea, it don't matter if it's your mama, your sister, your brother, your girlfriend, your wife. It don't matter. Your preacher. Mm-hmm. If you're living up to that for their expectation, then you ain't living for yourself. And at the end of the day, you're not really happy. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
It's nothing that you can do to make anybody else happy. You see what I'm saying? So what I said was I'm back to doing me, and you should be doing you. No matter who it is or what it is, if you ain't doing it for you, then you're really doing it for the wrong person if you ain't doing it for God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you try to live up to anybody's expectations, it should be God. You see what I'm saying? Like, and that's just what it is, you know what I mean? So
you
that's
should
what
always
it's
be doing you.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do
and you should
you.
Always, you shouldn't even get off track. You should always be doing you.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And do a little extra on the side.
You better know what to say. You know what to say. So that's where it comes from, man. You know, I said, so when I got back to doing me, man, my life, that I'm talking about the 106 part, everything just got to, you know, so I couldn't grind like I wanted to because I was living up to somebody else's expectations. You know what I'm saying? Since I'm live and I'm on air, man, and whoever living up to somebody else's expectation, whether it's your baby daddy, baby mama, or whoever it is, man, wife, uncle, auntie, don't do it. You should be doing you because at the end of the day, they are going through them. You know what I'm saying? So you should be doing you because I'm definitely doing me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the song, that's the meaning behind the song. You know what I'm saying? Do you. You feel me?
That's real. We'll introduce it here first, and we're going to display it here on the Nicki Rich Show.
You say you want me to introduce it?
Yeah. You
okay.
It.
Man, it's your boy Young Mexico. You know what I'm saying? And you getting it right here live on the Nicki Rich Show. Young Mexico, back to doing me. Let's go.
Check. It's your boy Young Mexico, right?
Sony PMG.
I'm definitely doing me, man.
Hey, Uncle JB. We finna kill him on this one right
I'm
here.
I'm doing me to the fullest.
Told me to get him.
I do me when I'm on the block. And what I'm gonna do? I do me when I'm in the club. Yeah. Ha. You should be doing you. Leg up, leg up. Yeah.
I'm back to doing me. I'm back to doing me. I'm back to doing me. I'm back to doing me.
Should be doing yo.
Should be doing yo.
You should be doing yo.
I'm on that cushion, Patron, I'm just doing me.
Doing me.
I don't want to burn one of these suckers. Trying me so soon as I hit the door, I better be in VIP. I'm tatted like a fool. They say I'm hard on them, he been running wild. Ever since they put that charge on them, they lie little homie down. Then they send them bars on them. When I set back down, them deep boys was trying to fly on them. What no time for pow. I had to get on my job on the pre made it to status. Then started the mob on them.
I'm getting it on tomorrow, boss. Got it.
I'm back to doing me.
I'm back to doing me.
Yeah,
when
you know you got your
fans.
Yeah, that's when you know that you got some fans, and that's when you know that you getting somewhere, and your music is being heard, and people is like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When you got some people who you don't even that, like, man, I got locked up, man, and it was a white guy, you know what I'm saying? Who was in jail, and you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know him, you know what I'm saying? When I got in there, he telling people, man, I don't know this, it's your Mexico, man. And he was singing every song on the CD like he knew more words to my music than I did at the time.
Wow.
You know, I'm locked up. I'm like, I'm not trying to sing no songs right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to beat this case and get out of jail. But I'm talking about he's really rapping like every word, every song. I say, man, he a true fan. You know what I'm saying? That made me feel good, too. You know what I'm saying? In that situation, being locked up, and I got real fans in here, you feel me?
That's real.
Yeah,
now, have
real,
you
real.
Ever thought about also, because I know you know how you might have been through things, like you said, locked up and different things like that. Have you ever thought about starting any programs in the community or working with any past people who have been locked up or anything like that?
Me and my cousin, his name Larry Powell, and he actually did some time. You know what I'm saying? We both was on papers for the same thing, really the same cases or same charge, and it's I had a CD called Hustler Salvation. You know what I'm saying? And when he got out of jail, he actually became a preacher. You know what I'm saying? So when he became a preacher, he started Trap Ministries. You know what I'm saying? So he called me one day like, look, cuz, man, the CD, man, you got, I don't want to just use your name. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just calling to ask for permission because I have a vision for the Hustler Salvation. You know what I'm saying? So what we doing, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to stand behind them, you know what I'm saying, 100% because it's a big movement, and it's called Spiritual Trap House, you know what I'm saying? It's for all the hustlers. It don't matter if you sell drugs, if you've been locked up, you know what I'm saying? It's just to let people know, you know what I'm saying, or hood people know, you know what I'm saying? People feel like they call them poverty or they call them a block and they can't make it from it. It just let them know that God still loves you, you know what I'm saying? And you can come.
He still does.
Yeah, you can come and praise God, man. So it's actually a church, but it's a church for everybody. But it's mainly to get the trappers and the hustlers and the drug dealers to come to God. It's like being a mediator. Like, man, you know, if I do it, you can do it. We all can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's I'm trying to stand behind that to bring people closer to God. You know what I'm saying? I got to stand behind that. You know what I'm saying? When I see my cousin moving with it, this is a guy who was moving chickens and birds. You know what I'm saying? To not hustling nothing and really going all out with for God, you know what I'm saying? Going all
what
out.
What he believes in.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I told him, man, whenever I get situated, man, with what I got going on, man, I'm definitely going to stand behind him if it's building a church or whatever we got to do, you know what I'm saying?
That's real, and that's amazing. And you see how you can turn your life around. You know, you go through things to get to what you need to get to, you know, and you see how y'all both went through something, and now look at what you're doing
yes,
something.
Yes, ma'am.
For,
yes, ma'am.
That,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Really amazing. It's a blessing, yeah. Too, you know, because you're focused right now, and people are able to hear your music, and you're out there, you're having fun, as well as, you know, you're making things happen. It's
yeah.
A movement. You're making
Weird
it happen,
talk.
But you live in your life to the fullest, you know, by pursuing your vision, which can
yes,
be, it's not easy. And people think, oh, you know, they might have seen you on 106 and Park, they might have seen you, you know, with Jazzy Faye, or they might have seen you with this person. And they look at you like, oh, he got it good now, he fine. He ain't got to worry about nothing, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Every day, you know, because where you at right now, you got to work even harder.
Yeah, you do. And you know, what I want people to realize and know, you know what I'm saying? You probably heard this from a million artists, like, I still have an everyday life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still
mm-hmm.
got to pay bills, you know what I'm saying? I still got to worry about where my next dollar coming from. I still got to work. I still got to do what I got to do to provide for my family and also provide for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't come overnight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. If you ask me, with not having $1 million or never seeing $1 million in cash, you know what I'm saying? I don't spend millions of dollars in this rap thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, really putting it behind myself. When I had my last $25 in my pocket, I instead of saying, okay, I'm finna go smoke or I'm finna go do this, I went and took it to the studio. You see what I'm saying? And made a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a real grind. It's a constant grind, man. And And I am a real human, man. I'm a real person, man. I live life just like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? So everything ain't peaches and cream, and it's never going to be peaches and cream. Like, you got to know that good also comes with the bad, and bad comes with the good. That's it even out things, you know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be like that. So, you know, I just pray for the best, you know what I'm saying? I stay on my face, man. I pray to God, you know what I'm saying? And I thank him for the blessings, man. I just pray for many more, you know what I'm saying? And when the bad come, I just pray that he, you know what I'm saying, never put too much on my shoulder that I can't burn. That's how I ride. That's how I rock, you know what I'm saying?
And that's real. And you just got to stay focused because, you know, God, he's with you. You know, he's guiding you along the way. And you just got to stay focused because a lot of people, they tend to look at what's going on the left and what's going on the right, you know, with other artists. And your path is different. Your plan is different. You just got to stay focused, even with circumstances. They might arise, you know. You just got to remain focused and know that you have a purpose and you on the right track. You know, just don't get off track.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very family orientated. You know what I'm saying? I got my people behind me, and I did like 8 months in the penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? And I just got out like January 25th. You know what I'm saying? And when I got out January 25th, you know what I'm saying? You know, it just went sky high. You know, I sat down and I got my mind together while I was gone. I didn't go in and play with my time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go in there and felt like I was the biggest man in the world. I didn't let things stop for me. I wrote a lot. I thought a lot. And I put down the plan and a strategy for when I got out. I said, man, when I get out, I'm going hard. You know what I'm saying? And when I got out in less than 2 months, I had a deal. You see what I'm saying? So I can't lose focus. I always had my mind on something. I just try to stay content. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, I'm going to always have something to say because I live life. See, the difference between me and a lot of people is I don't just rap because I feel like it sounds good, or I don't just rap because I like to rap, you know what I'm saying? I love to rap, you know what I'm saying? I love to do music, but when I do music, like if I'm mad, instead of me fighting somebody, I'm going to go in the booth and I'm going to write down my problems that's on my chest. You understand what I'm saying? Or if I'm sad, I'm going to go write about it. Or if I'm hurt, I'm going to go write about it. If I'm happy, if I'm feeling good, I'm going to write me a good song, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to write me a pain song. Or if I love this chick, you know what I'm saying? I love everything about her. You know what I'm saying? From everything from our situation. I'm going to go write a song. Now I got a song and every female in the world feel like I'm talking about her. Or that's the way she want her man to feel about her. So I'm never going to run out of nothing to say because life. You see what I'm saying? If I live, I'm going to always have something to say because I write about what's going on. I don't make up. I don't rap about make believe things. You see what I'm saying?
And you know what? A lot of people say that they don't make things up. I feel like, okay, if you do make it up, and so what? You know, it's a job, just like anything else. Like some people say, they ain't living the life like I'm living. Okay, a lot of people ain't. You know, you don't know what people are doing when they're in their household. You know, so it's okay if it ain't real. You know, and it's okay if it ain't because the whole thing is your job. That's how you make your money. So you're like an everyday job, you're going to put on your uniform. So you're going to put on your uniform to go perform, just like somebody putting on their uniform to go there and talk to somebody on Time Warner or something.
Real talk.
It's all the same.
I'm not speaking on. Because like you said, we don't know what nobody doing. I don't need
nope.
I'm not speaking on other rappers. If you do make it up, that's cool with me. The whole thing is make good music. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, you know how when you say,
that's
you know,
your real
stay,
life story.
Yeah, you say stay focused. So I say, what I'm saying is I feel like I'm going to always be focused because of life. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's just like, okay, say I go buy $1 million house tomorrow. Say I get a lot of money, right? And I'm able to go buy me $1 million house. Okay, if I buy me $1 million house, I'm able to say, like what Lil Wayne say, he said he got 10 bathrooms, he can all day, you know what I'm saying? Okay, he I don't want to curse, you know what I'm saying? He can poop all day, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so if he said that on his song, I'm listening. I know that's real, that's Lil Wayne. So I'm saying, I can put myself in a position where, okay, I just bought $1 million house.
Exactly.
So I can say that. I can say that now. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is as life continues to go on, I'm going to continue to go through different situations that's going to arrive in my music. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I come up with music, is by living life. You know what I'm saying? So, I might meet somebody who is the man, or I'm like, okay, I got one song I met. I'm going through the penitentiary. I'm doing 8 months. You got young guys in here, 18 years old, 30 years, you know what I'm saying, for killing somebody. So now I can say, it's messed up what happened to such and such. He got 30 years for this. And no, I can put it into my music. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's those type of things that keeps me level and keeps me focused and keep me doing music by living and watching and learning. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that's what, you know, you just applying it to what you already experienced. You know, this
yes,
is
ma'am.
Real.
Yes,
it's real life for you. And, mm-hmm. and people do have real life experiences and they apply to their music. Sure, half of the music is like that, but, you know, some aren't. You know, I just know that some people, like, they like to criticize people. Oh, his music real and his music ain't. It don't matter. You know,
yeah, it don't
it's
matter.
Hot.
It don't matter.
Look, tell
it, that's all that matters.
Go, it's hot. If it's
that's
real,
all that
fake, it's hot.
Yeah, that's all that matters. If you're doing great music, man, big ups to you. And I'm a fan if you're doing big music, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if other rappers look at themselves like fan of other rappers, but I'm a fan of
uh-huh.
you, period. You know what I'm saying? So if you ask me who I like, or, you know, the list will never stop. You know what I'm saying? We can go from the Jay-Z all the way down to Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like
mm-hmm.
everybody, you know what I'm saying, if they're doing good music. You see what I'm saying? So, and I feel like in one's career, everybody at least have one hit. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So if you have one hit and it's a hit, then that means everybody liked it if it's a hit. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't say it ain't nobody who I don't like or who I haven't liked. You know what I'm saying? Because in one's career, everybody have at least one hit. If you have one hit, then I like that hit, so that means I like you. You see what I'm saying? So I'm a fan of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just a big fan of music, period. So I don't care what type of music, or if it's real or if it's fake. If it's, like you said, if it's hot, then I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, is there anybody that you would like to work with coming up?
Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's hot. You know?
That's what I'm talking
about. Everybody that's hot, man. Your Mexico is open for working for you, man. If you're dropping hits, if you hot, if you're selling. And if I know your name right now, I know you're hot. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm checking everything I got hot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Just to be real, you know what I mean? The reason why I don't like answering questions directly like that is because I don't want a person whose name I don't say to feel like I wouldn't want to work with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's real.
You understand what I'm saying?
I like that.
So if I was to say, oh, yeah, I want to work with T.I., or I want to work with Future, or I want to work with Jay-Z, or I want to work with, then I don't lift out a whole lot of people. You see what I'm saying? So I would, see, just by me saying them names, it's like, okay, so that's who we want to work with. You know what I'm saying? No, I want to work with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Wayne, I can name Drake, Ross, man, you name them, I want to work with them. Pusha T, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Eminem, if they hot, send them my way, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's for all the
everybody.
People,
they got to be hot, because guess who the hot commodity is? Young Mexico.
Man,
that's the
hottest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm the
they
hottest.
They got to come
man,
your
you know
way.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate that, too. I really appreciate that, too, because, you know, like a lot of people, and then, like, I guess in a sense, man, it's good to be cocky, but I look at myself like I stay more humble. I stay, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when you say that, it make me feel good, you know what I'm saying? Because, it ain't too many times where I'm be like, well, I'm the best, well, I'm the hottest, well, I'm this, well, I'm that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm going to let people judge on that. So that make me feel good that you say that, and I truly appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I'm working, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Real.
I'm going to keep grinding. And we're going to make sure you get more music, because the back to doing me was dropped like a year ago. You know what I'm saying? I did the video like a year ago. I just ended up getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? So when I got out on January 25th, that's when it dropped. You know what I'm saying? It dropped like in February 2nd. You see what I'm saying? And it flew, too. It flew.
That song is hot now. That's why we had to play that. That song right there is rocking. You got to keep doing that.
I didn't even really think that Back to Doing Me was going to be so big. It's big right now. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta keep pushing that one now.
Yeah, I gotta keep pushing. I'm pushing it right now. How can I not push it? It's really the song that made it happen. I feel like it's the song that got me my deal. You know what I'm saying? It's the song that Jada Faye came and it's the song that made everything happen. You know what I'm saying? It's the song that making this interview happen. You see what I'm saying? Like, every interview that I'm on, everybody who I talk to, it, you know, they like, well, we got Mr. Back to doing, we got Mr. Back to doing me. Or so it made me feel good, you know what I'm saying, that the people are accepting it like that. But I never thought that it was going to be like that. And JB actually was the one who was like, we're going to push Back to doing me. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we did the video and it ended up being good. It was actually supposed to be the song that I was supposed to do on 106 in Park the second time. And I feel like if I would have did it, I would have won. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't do it, and everything happened for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it didn't stop nothing. Now I got my deal. And, you know, the world, you know what I'm saying, they can just keep their eyes open.
They can hear it now.
They hear it now.
They actually hear it now. They listening. The world is listening right now.
Yes, ma'am. So, you know.
And it's hot. You know, it's hot. It's getting hot right now. You know, this the perfect time. You know, it's certain music that's out right now that people, you know, you got to know the trend that's going on. What a music. What is everybody playing right now? That's the thing you got to know. Is this the right track or the right single for the time now?
For sure.
Which way is the music flowing? So you got to understand that.
Yeah, if you don't understand that, you could lose yourself or the game will lose you. You know what I'm saying? I think they kept me relevant, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing I do. I always stay on what's going on. Like, you can't be a rapper and not knowing what's going on, not knowing what's hot,
exactly.
Not knowing what type of music going on. Because people ain't going to rock with you if you do. If you don't know what's going on and you just drop anything, they're like, man, what are you talking about? Like, that ain't what's popping. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta stay on what's going on now. You know, a lot of times that's what I do. That's how I made it this far. And that's what I'm gonna continue to do, man. I know how to stay relevant. You feel me?
Now I'm gonna go quickly to the phone lines. I know we're not gonna hold you too long, but I see we got some callers on the line, and we're gonna go to the phone lines real quickly. All right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to 256. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hello, Nikki Rich. It's Inga calling from Florence, Alabama, representing in the house.
What's going on, Miss Inga? Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's going on, Nikki Rich? So good to hear your voice, girlfriend. You know I love your station. I have to listen in quite often.
Thank you. And I don't know if you know Young Miss Go. This is Miss Inga. She's a celebrity stylist, and she does eyelashes and everything in Alabama. And I'm just so glad you called in.
You know,
how you doing? How you doing?
How are you, Young Mexico?
Man, I'm great. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Even more blessed that you called. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, I have enjoyed your interview tonight. I have listened in, and I'm celebrating with you from January 25th, your release date. I'm really celebrating with you. Your interview, you have uplifted me and encouraged me, because listening to your story and your struggles and how you obtain your music from life, that's awesome. That's really awesome, and I wish you the best success and all the greatness come to you.
Man, I really appreciate it, man. And, you know, when I say that, I'm not just saying, like, I appreciate it. I really do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that it touched you, and what you're saying right now, it touched me as well, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, you know, I'm a regular human, so, you know,
right.
I just want to say thank you, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening.
I listen in to Nikki quite often, but I haven't been able to listen as often as I normally would because I've been busy myself. But when I saw that she had you guys on tonight, I had to listen in, and your story has been a great story for me tonight. And I'm really grateful to hear your story. I'm sorry that you had to go through whatever you had to go through to get to where you are, but, you know, we can't see the rainbow until we go through the storm. So,
yes, ma'am.
Wonderful story.
For sure. I sure appreciate it.
Bless you.
Man, God bless you, too. God bless you, too. You hear me?
Yeah, I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I don't listen to lots of hip hop anymore. I used to when I was younger. I'm still young. I'm just in my early 30s. But okay, I'm lying. Late 30s.
Well, early, late. Can I tell you something real quick? Can I tell you something real quick? Can I tell you something real fast?
Look, let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Like, a lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really hate when people say, oh, they might look at me and say, are you old or whoever old? Look, man, in the Bible, man,
uh-huh.
you had people live to 100 or a thousands of years old. We don't even get old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God
right.
lived our days, you know what I'm saying? So, I love you till you become. So, you know, you were very young, you know what I'm saying? And even
thank
when we passed, we still young, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, 900 and 1,000 years old, that's old, you
right.
know what I'm saying? And, you know,
yeah.
And that was a blessing. And that was a blessing back in them days. We you know what I'm saying? God took that away from us, you know what I'm saying? So I think we limit to 121 now, so that's real young.
Yep.
So you forever yep. young, baby, you know?
Thank you. I receive that. I sure am. Yep. My grandmother lived to be 120-something. You're right about that. And she was the oldest citizen for a while.
That's a blessing, too. That's a blessing, man.
It is. But really, I really enjoyed your interview. And like I was saying, I don't listen to a lot of hip-hop like I used to. I listen to more R&B and everything. But after listening to your interview tonight, I'm more wanting to go and purchase your CD and download your music because I like what you said. I enjoy everything that you said, the positivity that you bring in. That's what we need. That's what, you know, our young people need and our older people too. We need to hear
yes,
more
ma'am.
Positive people speaking about who they are and where they came from. So your interview
yes,
was three five stars.
Thank
definitely
you.
Five stars.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, you can Twitter Young Mexico 615, Facebook
okay.
YoungMexico@hotmail.com. You know, just Young Mexico. You can go to YouTube, check out my videos, just press in Young Mexico 615. And
I'm there
you can
now.
You can go on Dat Piff, you know what I'm saying? It should be a mixtape on there. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give
and
you
go to the official website.
Yeah, the fit that's what I'm gonna give her right now. You can get everything
okay,
on
Young
Mexico.
Okay, well just wait a minute. I just went to Twitter right now. Okay. Now what's the next
okay.
thing I go to?
Okay,
now what do you want me to go now?
www.youngmexico.com and you
okay.
can keep up with my shows, my new mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? They got music on there, photos, everything. That's my official
mm-hmm.
website. You can really, you know what I'm saying? They got my bio on there. You can really figure out who Young Mexico really is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of stuff that I didn't touch. There's a lot of things that I didn't talk about in the interview. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I done been through a lot, man, and I done been blessed a lot. So, you know, like you said, man, you got to go through the storm to see the rainbow, you know. And I done been through the storm, and
that's
I know
right.
it's plenty more storms to come, but, you know, I'm ready for it because I know as long as I got Jesus with me, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
More than the world against me, you feel me?
That's right. You got it. As long as we have the Lord with us, we got it. I see you working with Jazzy Faye, too. That's a blessing.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm signed to the label, Show Enough Records. We're just not making the official, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's Show Enough Digital, you know what I'm saying? It's more than a blessing, man. Like, I've been doing
right.
it for so long, man. You know, sometimes I thought that, you know when it got gloomy, man, I feel like it wasn't going to happen. But, you know, I just kept pushing. I just kept working it, you know. Hard work do pay off. For anybody who listening, I want them to know that hard work do pay off, man. Just keep believing in God, man, and believe in yourself and keep striving for your dream, man, and one day it'll happen, you know what I'm saying?
That's so true. That's the positivity that I like, and that's the positivity that I like for my people around me to hear, you know, hear people speaking so well about where they've been, and they knew where they've been was what got them to where they are. And that's a blessing that you're young and you realize that.
And it is
yes.
so true because, you know, some people feel that, you know, like just say, for example, a preacher, you know, a preacher ain't always been a preacher. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they feel like, oh, because I've been here and I've been there, you know, I can't be saved or I can't talk about God. You know, sometimes we get too holy, holier than
mm-hmm.
now, I would say, or too, you know, too, I would say, stuck on ourselves. But, you know,
yes, ma'am.
You go through things. You don't know what people been through, you know, and now you out of it. And like you said, you might go through some more things. But you're going to be prepared. You're going to be ready.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
And your vision is different. It's not the same because you went through something. Your vision is totally different. Your eyes are wide open, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're ready. And you're ready for what's to come. And you're
yes,
going to
yes.
be well prepared because he got
yes,
in you. He's going to take care of you, you know. Like you said, he's going to supply all your needs, and he got you, you know. So you're going to be okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay,
yes,
I got you on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. What's your name so I can follow you on Twitter?
It's Inga, I-N-G-A.
Okay.
Carol C. And then it's Harden.
Okay, well, definitely. When I get through with the interview, I'm gonna definitely get on all that and follow you and everything. You can check out all my music and, you know, just, you know,
tell
you in Alabama, we should be down there sometime soon, man. Come to the show and we're gonna rock out.
Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta
come stop through. She has a salon too. Okay, for sure. You know, show you a status, so you know, we're gonna see what you're
doing. Girls are. Hey, I got you. I got pedicure, manicure, lashes, haircuts, eyebrow arching, threading, you name it. It goes down in my salon. I got some of the baddest chicks in the South.
That's what's up.
Including
that's
myself.
Up. That's yeah. what's up. That's
you bring your crew through. I'll take care of you. You got that.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely stopped through.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you, Inga, for just coming through. Thank you so much.
No problem, Nikki. Much love. Y'all stay blessed.
Okay. You stay blessed, right. too.
Thank you. And tell Jazzy say.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry, Inga. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I told him to say, tell Jazzy say that I say what's up. And I think he's doing a great job. I think a lot of Jazzy say. My PR talks about him a lot, Andrew Wyatt.
I'll personally tell him that for you, okay?
Okay, dear. Y'all have a blessed night.
Okay, you too.
And thank you again, Inga. Shout out to Miss Inga Harding. Y'all go support her as well. Well, we just have amazing people, you know, that call in and tune into the show. You just never know who's listening. It's truly a blessing. I see we got Texas in the building. We got Atlanta in the building. That's real. That's love. Alabama.
No.
I mean,
but
you just never know who's listening in. And it's crazy. Everybody's showing so much love right now. And it's a blessing. you out there, you know, you touching people. You don't never know who you're touching, you know, and just your story alone is amazing.
Yeah, that make me feel good, man. It let me know I'm doing something right and to continue doing what I'm doing. And, you know, like you said, stay in my lane. And, you know, I feel like this is my lane, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to be really what I do, man, and, you know, no sugarcoating, you know. One thing about me, man, I keep God first, man. So, you know, man,
mm-hmm.
if you keep God first, man, then everything got to be good. You feel me?
It do. It's got to be good. And you know what? It's truly amazing because this week, you know, I have artists, you know, major artists like yourself. You know, you're probably the second one I say, you know, that did a little time, you know, and you're out now and you're making a change. You know, you're telling people your story. And it's, you know, it's hard to do that because some people might accept it and some people don't. Not that it matters, but it's just hard to tell your story, you know, to let people know this is me and this is what I've been through and this is what I'm doing now. It's not easy. Some people might think it's easy, but, you know, it's all out there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you're doing it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, in a sense, you know what I mean? I feel like it come natural, but bigger than anything is having the opportunity to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people might be able to tell their story but don't have the opportunity. So, you know, it would be different if I was in Young Mexico or if I didn't have a deal or if I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, because right mm-hmm. now I'm talking to the world. I'm not just talking to my family in the house, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not
exactly.
just talking to one of my homies. So it's having the opportunity to do it, you know what I'm saying? I thank God for it. I thank you for it, you know what I'm saying? I thank the labels. I thank all the listeners, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the listeners because, you know, we couldn't even do this if we didn't have listeners, you know what I'm saying? So,
no, it's amazing. And I'm going to tell you, Young Mexico, this when this show is over, this goes straight to iTunes, too, for free. So people over there in iTunes, download the podcast.
I want to download it, too, because I want my people to hear it, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. And it's free, you know, and all our episodes go there too. But it's so many avenues, so many ways that you can be heard. But, you know, God allowed us to have this platform to give people a voice to be heard. And that's what we're doing. And he's using me. Yes, it's the Nikki Rich Show, but it's not about me. It's about others. And that's why we've had the show. And a lot of people say, well, what is your show about? You know, and I'll say it's about interviews. And why you don't do topics? Because, you know, we have enough of shows like that. What brings the uniqueness to the Nikki Rich Show is we're reaching everybody in every little town, every city. You know, we want to reach each entrepreneur person like yourself that has that vision in the small little towns, you know, across the globe that people might not even think of. You know, we got authors, athletes, and so many people because we all have a vision, and that's what the show is about, to be heard, you know.
That's what it's all about.
And we're here tonight sharing your story, and it's truly amazing.
Man, I truly appreciate it, too, you know. I truly appreciate it, once I started rapping you always dream big and believe that it can happen, but you never believe that it will. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For it to be happening is just a blessing for me. You know what I'm saying?
It's that faith, though. You stepped out on faith, and
you sure know what to say. You sure know what to say. So, you know, you let go, man, and give it to God, man. Nothing gonna go wrong. So, you know, I'm truly blessed to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? I just want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be heard.
And you're welcome to come back anytime. You know, like you said, you gotta send us some more music. Because we're having a heavy rotation. We have everybody tuned in to the show now. You gotta send us some more.
I'm going to send you some of that heat, man. Some of that new heat. You know what I'm saying? Some of that heat. You know what I mean?
If you got any drops you want to send, you know, you can send us that as well.
I'll personally make you a drop and get it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, yes.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. And, you know, we're just so glad to have you here tonight. And to all the listeners out there, you need to connect with Young Mexico. He's doing big things out there, making major moves. And now, Young Mexico, in 2013, we're going to hold you too long, but in 2013, what else can we expect from you coming up?
I know I got some viewers, man, who probably – done seen the skit, you know what I'm saying, seeing me and Jazzy Fake working together for the first time. It had nothing to do with the video. We was actually in the studio working together, you know what I mean, when I went and made the deal official and things. We worked on a song called Exotic. That's going to be a single, you know what I'm saying. We got a mixtape coming out. It's going to be called Touchdown, you know what I'm saying. You know,
mm-hmm.
We got Touchdown. We was debating on Hood Therapy. I got so many mixtapes. Hood Therapy, Touchdown. The album is going to be called Look Into the Future. That's what the Exotic song is going on. It's going to be called Look Into the Future. And what I mean by look, it's called Look Into the Future. Not looking to the future, but look into the future. And that means when you see Young Mexico, you will be looking into the future because I am the future. You know what I'm saying? So 2013, man, you can look for greatness. You can look for a bunch of collabs. I don't want to just throw them out there right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, just throw the collabs out there and they don't just go as planned, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about some big names, you know what I'm saying? Like, such as I'm trying, well, I guess I'll say a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get Future on the track, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking to do some things with Rocco, you know what I'm saying? You know, the mixtape, we're looking to put, let DJ Drama host the mixtape and,
Green Lantern. Hey,
shout out to DJ Drama. Man, DJ Drama and the Green Lantern, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, coming, man. And you know, it's going to be a lot of work for me and Jazzy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the Exotic is already done, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know when it's going to be dropping, but it's going to be dropping soon. In April, we supposed to be doing our BT commercial for the song, so, you know what I'm saying, let people know it's coming. So, you know, it's just big things coming, man. You know, you just look for hard work, man, and you definitely can look for me working with anybody hot in the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's just going to happen, you know what I mean? Like,
it is.
With everybody hot. Yeah, I'm working with everybody hot, man. You know, Jazzy, he got his hand in a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, as far as producing for these other artists, you know what I'm saying? So, with me being on his team, you know what I mean, it make it, you know what I mean, official, so... It's not as hard as it was before being on Show Enough Records or Show Enough Digital. It's not as hard as it was before to reach out to these other artists, you know what I'm saying, who's very hot in the game and legends, you know what I'm saying, who've been doing it. So it will be a lot of work being done, you know what I'm saying. So you can look for greatness.
And you know anything Jazzy say on, he put his stamp on it. What did he say? This is the Jazzy Fizzle production.
It's the Jazzy Fizzle
ladies
production.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you know, it felt so, what's crazy, though, is, you know what I'm saying, we did the Exotic song, and I'm sitting back, and I'm looking at man, when he put the stamp on it, I'm like, oh, my God, like, it's real, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy, like, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's a great feeling. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world, you know what I mean, to be part of the team and to be accepted, you know what I'm saying? Like, you did all this hard work. It's like trying to try out for the basketball team. They like, well, no, you can't play, you know what I'm saying? But to be accepted and to be, you know what I mean? It's just great, man. It's a good feeling. It let me know, man, hard work pay out. So if I don't say nothing else to nobody, man, I want you to know, man, keep God first and hard work do pay off. It does. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to continue to pay off. You know, it's so much, and it's so much ahead, you know, and I know you see it, but your fans see it too. It's people that's you know, in your circle see it, and you're going to compete to succeed, and people are going to continue to help you, like I said, along the way, because you know how it is, you know, when you, it's somebody out the blue that just want to help you, you know, and you're like, well, you know, why me? And that's how you know it's real. What God is doing, it's real.
I've been getting a lot, man. I get tracks from everywhere, man. Like, you know, I got like I actually got a guest appearance tonight, man. I got shows tomorrow, show next week. Like, I just been working, man. Like, it's a lot of work that I do. You know what I mean? Like, this music, it's crazy to go from hustling to getting paid off rap, or it's crazy to go from paying for rap to getting paid off rap. So, you know, right now, man, you know, I just want to thank everybody, man. Thank everybody in my circle, man. Thank everybody who are part of Your Mexico campaign, man. I got a team in Your Mexico, man. I got a lot of people do great things for me. My team, shout out Team Your Mexico. I mean, from pressing up T-shirts to, man, working my social media to role managing to just everything. It's just crazy. Like, so it goes back to what you said. People want to do things for me, and it make me be like, why me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really got some people who stand up, and you know what I mean? Like, they make sure I ain't got no worries, man. All I got to do is get in the booth and take care of what I'm doing in the booth and get on the stage and take care of what I'm doing on stage. All I got to do is be an artist, and they take care of everything else. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing, man.
That's
to have
real.
People.
And part of your team for making this happen, this interview, that exclusive interview, is real, man. And, you know, I just want to say congratulations on all your success. And you welcome back for any time. You know, if you want to just come on, you know, and hang out. On the Nicki Rich Show, co-host, anything, you know, you're welcome
for
back.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
And we just thank everybody, all your support, you know, World Life Management, everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So
Worldwide Management, Live Nation, you know what I'm saying, Sony BMG, you know what I'm saying, Show Enough Records, but Show Enough Digital. I keep saying records. It's Show Enough Digital. I want everybody to know what it is. Show Enough Digital,
Show Enough
not records.
Digital.
Yeah, so Show Enough Digital. Shout out Jay the Faye, James Brown. Shout out Chris, Salad Mob, just everybody. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Nicki Rich. You feel me?
Thank you so much.
Yes,
and you know, we're gonna wind things down here tonight. We know we don't want to go, but we got to. We got to make that a guest appearance now. Let everybody know where you got to go. You got any events you want to share before you go?
Tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, you know, if anybody can pop up or show up, it is what it is. It's 412 Grill. It's going to be at Parsons, Tennessee, address 3148 Highway 412. I will be in Memphis, Tennessee, the Next Level Complex on April 6th, and I'm not sure of the address, but you can look up next Level Complex. I'm sure to pop up. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be there in April. And right now, that's all I'm rocking with right now. I got some other shows set up. But you'll be able to go to www.youngmexico.com and check out all my shows, all my events. You know what I mean? And you can go to youngmexico@hotmail.com for my Facebook. But I think I can't get no more friends. So just go to Team Young Mexico. Team Young Mexico on Facebook. And I add you. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Young Mexico 615 Twitter. That's my Twitter. On Young Mexico 615 on YouTube and check out all my videos. You know what I mean? And you'll be watching with Young Mexico.
Well, that's real. You know, I'm going to tell you, I really enjoyed myself tonight. And again, I just wish you all the best. And we always say we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we're going to end by saying God bless.
Okay, God bless you too, and I really appreciate it. I had fun, right? It was great, and I'll see you next time. I'll definitely be on the show again.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay.
Everybody, you were just listening to Young Mexico. Right now, we're going to go to independent artist Mr. 704 featuring 8-Ball and MJG, and this is Hustling.
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains. They can't stop me.
Let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play with your info. Real nigga, like 10-4. Bet why these lilies be a claim pro. This roots to this, that's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hope. But my mind frame in a different lane though. I'm fame, I change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have to ease away the pain slow. Fake, same issue, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I run the phone, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wasn't all gravy. But it's still famous, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what we side for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains. They can't stop me.
Ballin' LJG, bro, stay safe, pimp. I talk, don't like that. She can walk, see everybody ride with you when you're ballin'. But start disappearing when you're ballin'. My got life, cause it's on tempo. Snitch to them folks when they caught him with that dope. So much pain in the don't stop. Work hard and get robbed, but it not. My little hustle to the corner got hot. To the with the mask, had to run up in the spot. See through my life, I learned that. Like love for your fam and big dreams always turn good when you put good in it, and it'll turn the wheel.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle change.
The ball bouncing, blocked out the haters, ignored the naysay. Everybody shine, and they did it their way. I'm gonna do it my way, feet to the concrete. Cause all of this could be gone just within one beat. Of the heart, I could be history. I get it while I live, cause I can't take it with me. But I will leave this legacy behind on me. I'm here trying to get it on a hustle, on a grind. I'm tight, them chain never hard to find. If you think it's something real, then I'ma be on your mind. Get a dime for a nickel, I'ma show you how to get it. Each time that I'm with you with that independent money, that independent thinking, I'm the captain of my ship, staying in it when it's sinking.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains. They can't stop me. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains. They can't stop me.
Running, 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 running away from me.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet right now. We're going to get into King Prime Tizzle, and this is Flexin'.
I'm flexin', do a little better than I did before. The reason I'm flexin', show these haters that I'm solo. So what is a goblin, gorilla, and a hornet? That's me when you get me pissed, got the 4-5, gonna pull a trigger. Hate to see these lame saying they the king when they ain't done shit. Treat them like kids other than
king put you on. Got an Asian with a body like Buffet. All the strap, but you haters won't touch me. King never sleeps, keep your girl in the sheets. So when I beat, beat, you won't see her till midweek. Got a few again, it's sitting on 18. Almost 20, but I still keep them hoes clean. Fairfield, Alabama's what I rep, bruh. To get love, NCP and PG, cuh. So what to do when a hater looking sideways? Tilt your hat and keep it moving, cause we flexing, man. I'm flexing, I do it, man. I'm flexing, I run the game. I'm flexing, I shut it down. I'm flexing, it's my town. I'm flexing, I do it, man. Flexing, I run the game. Flexing, this is the style. Flexing, I'm on now.
I'm on now, going up to the top floor. And all that talking, no sex, that don't bother me no more. Had some rumors saying that my blood was a whore. Yes, she is. Now you got a cold sore. That was too dirty, too honest, why am I saying that? It'll be a cold day before I pay for it. Playing with sex, sex, I keep my latex ready. Never give them golden showers, act hard, kill it. The issue is nothing that I'm worried about. The haters keep on talking with my name in your mouth. Who gon' run the South? Prince is a retire. Never selling a game, we never have a buyer. Try being yourself before you come at me, boy. No one has the right to address the king, boy. I'm flexing on you boys, you can't stop me. Drizzle in the club, don't worry, I got this, I'm flexing.
I'm flexing, I do it, man. I'm flexing, I run the game. I'm flexing, I shut it down. I'm flexing, it's my town. I'm flexing, I do it, man. Flexing, I run the game.
All right. That was King Prime Tizzle flexing, getting it in on the Nicki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to go to Shorty Tipsy.
I got my drink. What it do, baby? My cup. Everybody got
their hands
up. It's your boy, yo, Shorty. VIP.
And I'm looking for a sexy lady tonight.
And I'm like,
my way through this club, and I'm searching for a cutie pie. Point her out, point her out, point her out. My name's Shorty and I really wanna get to know ya. You so fine, make it throw some dollars on ya. This drink talking bartender, so I need to stop. But she got my heart about to stop.
Red Fox.
I proceed with caution, I'm bossing. From the way that she talks in, I'm all in. Love the way that she walk in, no stalking. And I know that I got an hour, homie, she
ballin'. I got
ballin'.
My drink, my cup. Everybody got their hands up.
The seat's got your name on it. You would've won it, so your man is probably lame and phony. Sexy down piece with a nice frame on it. You a major, so I wanna bring the pain on it. On my way to the crib, girl, you can stay. She acting out a role well, I ain't finna play. I can make it come faster, I'm delayed. Now it's time to get it on. Good times, nice laughs over white wine. Everything that I'm saying, I show you I ain't lying. You all mine, and you do, he can start flying. Beyonce got you ready, now it's game time.
My drink, my cup.
Dessert.
Everybody got the hands up.
Yeah.
shots tonight that should be leaving with Shawty, with Shawty. I know someone tonight that should be leaving with Shawty,
with Shawty.
Pointer out,
where she at?
Pointer out,
where she at?
Pointer out,
where she at?
Pointer out, there she go. Pointer out,
where she at?
Pointer out,
where she at?
Pointer out,
where she at?
Pointer out.
These days.
What's happening, bro? Henny White, man.
Henny White, man.
From the street to the stage, yeah. Up to the booth. I do music, Henny White. That's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper.
I do music.
No, I'm not just a rapper.
From the
with the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. We getting it. And shout out to our special guest, Young Mexico, in the building, man. Truly a blessing, truly amazing young individual. And he's out there making things happen. You support his movement. I do want to let everybody know you were just listening to the one and only Henny White. I do music. That was the new. We're bringing it in tonight. We're playing the hottest of our independent artists' music. And right now we have up next, we have Cheech Marley, and this is Get It.
Allow me to introduce myself, world. Cheech Marley. YDBA,
SNC, and all my repeat it. Give me my name, I'm a group guy.
doing about a buck, bruh. Don't see the streets loud, got my eyes held open. So rock, boy, baby. Hey, skin is so cold, and let's toast, cause we grinding while these other rappers hoping. And praying, we swallow our drink and start choking, cause you see us on top of how they precious hard, bro. Stay fresh, stay clean, and all white like Air Force. And shake the haters off with. I'ma get it. Take it home and split it. With my whole squad, we all shine and stay pitted. Black Gucci shades, rock star like Jimmy Hendrix. Hit the stage and kill a beat, spitting nothing but this pimping. Swag on 100, think not, then you tripping. Young boy, and I ain't even started talking chicken. My flow's tight now, so I don't worry about the kitchen. Tell my folks, break now, I'm bringing hip hop back from it. Cash stand down, then we cool. We only deal with the trill, not you lame rooted fool. OGs, I know them when I greet them, I salute. Real talk, we the truth, in the streets or in the booth. What's the use in being humble when it's haters out like you? I'm on a money making mission. Secret agent, let's forget it. Got a lot of bad habits, and I swear they all expensive. I own my own, bruh, but you still purchase winners. You not in my weight class, you not even a contender. So you better break fast, no, I prolong you to my dinner. Either way, you gon' remember me. Marley just a winner. Catch me on cloud nine with something tender. She say she don't like it when I'm gentle. So I then deliver this up, then make a shiver. Then I throw my deuces up, cause Nan's back to
the
of a killer, instinct of a nigga who made it up out the struggle. I knew that I had to hustle for as long as I remember. Beat up and I think love is in the arrogant, building confidence, but they call me cocky and arrogant. Some people fall in love, get hurt once and they never care again, but keep your boat afloat and that relationship can sell again. Never been anything underneath excellent, thanking God for my talent, cause I know that shit was heaven sent, a force to be reckoned with out of this world. I'm on my super intelligence, and as I enter that point of no return, I live and learn that nothing is given, better get on your feet and earn that spot that you belong, keep it moving in your independence.
is living. Label me the illest nigga and these 5'11 denims like that. A freight train, I ain't stopping till we get it. These young niggas right here forever on a mission. In case you don't know, I stay living in the kitchen. In the jackpot, it look like niggas done hit it. We ride, we ride, we roll. Undedicated nigga fall back. I show them bitch niggas they ain't really y'all that. I'm trying to get that Paul Bunyan nigga that be tossed at. These niggas bragging about they spending on some fucking mall racks. I'm holding mine back until I carry wall plaques. Call that motherfucking legendary. Niggas beefing trying to see my plans through my itinerary. Long Maverick coming for the green like I was Jason Terry. They looking very scary but
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
First piece my shoes, then piece my hat, okay. Then piece the free A's and logo on the back. First piece my shoes, then piece my hat, okay. Then piece the free A's and logo on the back. I rep my team, 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 I rep my team. I rap my thing, I rap my thing, I rap my thing, I rap my thing, I rap my thing.
Hot damn, he's flashing on them. And when I do, I lean bands, I need cashing on them. Whoa. I might flash storm, let bags get on them. You know I kill them with the flow, straight flashing on them.
Alright,
catch me at the mall, Louis bagging on them. You know I got my book bag, get a waxes on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just flow squad, looking asses on them. And everybody know them, looking blue waxes on them.
Alright, alright,
we get it in.
That was my team, and we are winding it down right now. Shout out to everybody that tuned in, our special guest in Mexico, and shout out to Show Enough Digital and everybody that was a part of tonight and all the guests that call in. You can tune in Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. And we would like to end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and be sure and tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. We have Jamira will be in the building. So much love to you guys, And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Much love.